get it. The Bird Show.
Let's go ahead and give out the warning right now, because this is the time of year where everybody's taking vacations for one, you know, at one point or another.
Right.
And I think when you're single and you go on vacation, like, nothing makes the trip more perfect than when you hook up with somebody.
Exactly. This just happened to a friend of ours. We all went on vacation to Charleston, South Carolina for Memorial Day weekend. Friend of ours met, he's a single guy, met this really cute girl, and they had what we're now coining a vacation ship, where they met and hung out, and then hung out again the next day and the next night, and he actually extended his vacation ship by like 3 days, and so they could continue dating or whatever, have this little, you know, romantic love affair or whatever. And then we were, you know, asking him and following up, like, is anything going to happen with this? And he said, no, it was just a location ship. And I said, what about a vacation ship? And so that's what we're coining his relationship with this cute girl in Charleston. Just a vacation ship. But I was wondering about vacation ships gone wrong, like ones that follow you home.
Yeah, because it's a completely different animal.
Then they become stalker ships.
Right. The vacation ship that turns into something else because maybe one person wants it more than the other one does, like once you come home.
Like, your standards are just different when you're on vacation also. Like, the circumstances, things that you normally would not accept on your home base, if it's an away game and you're on vacation, you may just go, you know what? I'm only hanging out with this person for 3 or 4 days.
Right.
She's so hot, or he's so hot, that even though he smokes or drinks or is married, I can get past this for 3 days.
Yeah, sure.
Just 3 days.
Intern Jennifer was just telling us about one of her friends just went on a cruise, met a guy, had a vacation ship, and now they're trying to date when they came home off the cruise.
Never
no.
works. Plus, it doesn't translate.
Keep it on the boat.
Plus, I think the majority, more people than not, tell little fibs.
Oh, yeah.
When their, you know, vacation ship is going on. And, you know, like, I'm sure your buddy who was hooking up in Charleston was probably, you know, had to get back to Atlanta to study for the bar exam.
Sure, beefing up his job. Uh-huh. Exactly.
So I want to know how your vacation ship kind of haunted you when you got home. So things were great. In this case, you went to Charleston for 2 or 3 or 4 days. In his case, he meets this girl she's cool enough to hook with and hang with for a couple of days. So they spend 4 or 5 great days together, right? But let's say he comes home and he's ready to move on with his life, and she somehow, like, Googles him or finds him.
Keeps calling, texting or something.
Just not into it. Like, it was fine while you guys were on vacation, but it's haunting you now that you get back to Atlanta. 404-741-1005. I can share this story that happened a long time ago when I was in Hawaii. I went down there for my 21st birthday with two other guys. And we were all down there just doing the drinking thing, the partying thing. And my boy Johnny hooks up with this girl from Seattle, Allison. I'll never forget her. And she was hot. She was way smoking. And she had the non-smoking friend with her. But I had to be the good wingman. Because,
hop on that grenade.
Because my boy is about to hook up. And she won't leave her friend, so...
Sometimes the grenade is a little bit chunky and has a lot of moles.
Yeah.
Still gotta hop on.
But it wasn't a one-day deal, because we weren't just... he was, like, really digging her, so he's having this vacation ship. And here I am hooking up with this girl that I have no interest in whatsoever for 4 days, just so Johnny can get him some. But at least when the trip's over, I'm like, okay, you know, I get points for being loyal. I had your back all week. So we get back to San Diego, and I'm thinking the whole thing is over. He wants to continue this relationship with Allison, but the only way that she'll come back to San Diego, she lived in Oregon, is if her friend could come also.
Oh, no.
So he asks me, dude, look, I know you jumped on the grenade for 4 straight days in Hawaii. You got to hook me up again. So sure enough, I have to spend another 3 days with her, like, every month for 3 or 4 months.
You're like, just this is a vacation ship. Leave it
there. It was terrible. It haunted me. Totally haunted me.
That's funny.
Jessica, good morning. You're on the Bird Show on all the hits Q100. What's going on?
Hi, guys.
Hey, your vacation ship haunts you when you got back to Atlanta?
Yes. I actually lived in Virginia at the time, though. I didn't have a vacation ship. I had a drunk hookup with just a total dog ugly guy.
Okay.
So apparently I had told him where I went to college and everything, and I had given him my number.
Uh-oh.
Well, I was on spring break in Panama City, And he kept calling me, and I was like, oh, you know, his name was Spencer. And I was like, you know, just, you know, I have a boyfriend, and I did have a boyfriend at the time, too. I was like, I have a boyfriend. I really can't do this. You know, I was drunk, whatever. A month later, after spring break is over, he shows up at my door at college. He has looked me up on our student directory and shown up. He lived in New York, and I lived in Virginia.
Oh, worst
case. He came all the way from New York to see me. So I ended up having to tell my boyfriend about it, and it was horrible.
Now, he never gave you any warning. He was showing up. Nothing. Just ends up knocking on the door. There he is.
Just knocked on the door, and I didn't really realize who he was at first. And my roommate was like, oh, my God, isn't that that guy from spring break? And I'm like, shh. No, no way. And it was.
That sucks.
Oh, my God.
They're great at
That's
the time.
Scary.
But they can come back and totally, totally haunt you. These are vacation ships. You know, standards are just a little different when you're on vacation.
Whatever.
Is there anything, they should stay on vacation.
Is there anything more awkward, and this is such a college thing, but hooking up with somebody?
Hey, like, Linda, hold on one sec, okay?
Doing the hookup, like the bar hookup, not the sex hookup, because there's different, you know, making out with somebody. And then, you run into them like 7 days later, and it's in your mind somewhere that they vaguely look familiar, but they usually...
You don't remember them?
But they usually remember.
They always
and
remember.
And they want to talk to you.
Oh.
Like, oh, yes, aren't you... I know you. You are the waitress at the Pizza Hut on campus. No. Okay, how do I know you? Let's keep playing. Oh, you're my cousin. No. Okay, let's play again.
Linda, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. All the hits, Q100.
Hi. Hey. Good morning, guys. I was actually the haunter on a vacation ship. When I was in high school, I was going into my senior year, and I was on vacation with my family in the Caribbean. This guy was on vacation with his family. We hooked up, nothing major, but I ended up moving to where he lived. I was from the Northeast. He was from the Southeast. Moved to where he lived, went to college there.
No,
his best friend, my best friend, hooked up. Was like crazy psycho in love with him. He ended up deflowering me and basically dumped me and never saw him again.
So you specifically went to this college because he was in that town?
It definitely helped in making that choice.
Wow.
Oh, that hurts.
So you were the haunting vacation ship.
I was. I became a professional stalker. I've since now been reformed.
Oh, that sucks. You were how old at the time?
When we met, I was 17.
And you wouldn't leave him alone. You should have left the vacation ship at the vacation.
Yeah, hindsight's 20.
Yeah. How long ago was this?
Oh, this is 17 years ago.
Probably took you about 16 years before you could actually start laughing about it.
I actually started laughing about it once I graduated. But like when I was looking for a place to live, when I was moving down, I called him and he's like, yeah, come pick you up. He left me stranded on the side of the road.
Oh.
And still, you know, I kept coming back more until it, you know, became very clear that he wanted nothing to do with me.
I swear to you, I wish I had $500. If he called up right now, just to give us his side of the whole story.
he was evil. But the thing, you know, it's that those things like girls, his friends told me, do not continue to pursue this guy because I became friends with his friends. I didn't know anybody in the city where he lived.
And I love
and
him.
And I was like, no, you know, we have a lot of common. And then when my best friend hooked up with his best friend, that was the ticket to, you know, keep us together
and
keep seeing each other. And it just... you know, just blew up in my face.
I don't know him like I do. I love him, and he loves me.
Save that.
I think based on what we're hearing here that your wingmanship, I mean, it has to be said that it's on vacation, and if you want to continue the vacation ship, that's fine, but you can't expect your wingman to continue that for you when you get back home. That's just unfair. Totally and completely.
And Bert's speaking from personal.
Totally. I'm still scarred. Gosh, he was so obnoxious. Oh, it was terrible. It was awful. Raphael, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. All the hits, Q100.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Well, my vacation was, it was great. It went down to the Dominican Republic, and I met this girl on the beach, and she was basically one of these, basically kind of like a Jessica Alba. Like, you see her walking back, like, oh, my God, she is, oh. Well, what happened was, we hung out. It was an all-inclusive place, and, you know, we were drinking. Everything was free. We hung out all the time, went to the discotheque or the club they call down there. And we hung out, and she was like, hey, look, I'm from North Carolina. I live in Wilmington. My cousin lives in Wilmington. And I was like, that's awesome. And, like, we can meet when I go back. So I come back home. call my cousin. I go over there meet him there and tell him about the chick. We meet at this restaurant over there. And come to find out, the girl, she told me on the trip, she was 19, and I was 20 at the time. It comes to find out she was 15 years old.
Oh. You were hooking up with her all week?
Yeah. Well, okay, no, I didn't get too far. I mean, like, we just, I guess, kind of, like, made out and, like, stuff like that. I didn't get too crazy, but the thing was that girls nowadays, I'm sorry, but they lie about their age. It doesn't matter what. Because they all look like they're 20 years old now. They can be 12, and I'm like, hey, what's up? And they're like, oh, I'm 12. I'm like, oh, I thought you were 18.
That's true. And, I'll give you that. I will give you that.
And it's just, it's kind of, it's frustrating, but the thing that made it the worst feeling in the world was that I walked in there, and she's with her dad.
Oh, dude, no.
And I'm looking at this. My cousin's like, bro, what are you doing? And I'm like, dude, I have no clue what the heck's going on. So we walk up, and he's like, so you were with my daughter in the trip? And I was like, yeah, we, you know, hung out. And he's like, that's great. She says a lot about you. And she's like, so when are you going to graduate? And I'm looking, I'm like, graduate? And he's like, yeah, are you going to go to school? Are you planning to go to school? And basically, I guess she had told his dad that, or her dad, that I was in high school as well. And
what was she doing with her dad? Were they going over homework or something?
Yeah, I was like, oh, Lord. So it was a complete nightmare. It was basically terrifying because, and I was thinking, because, you know, like the whole thing now with like Dateline, we're like, yeah. They're catching guys like on like, you know, the big perverts now.
Right.
That's the only thing that was crossing my mind. I was like, oh, God, I'm going to get arrested.
This is a totally different conversation for another time, and maybe we'll do it tomorrow. But to take stories just like that from both ends, like the girl that was 15 that told the 25-year-old she was 21 and he still doesn't know, or in Raphael's case, when she says she's 19 and he finds out later that she's 15.
That's a big gap.
We could stay on that topic probably for an hour and a half. Good morning, Sarah. You're on the Burt Show, All the Hits Q100. Hi.
Hi, this is Sarah. I went on vacation to London with my girlfriend, and I met a guy in a bar, and he followed me back to the States. I married him, and as soon as he got his green card, he left. He disappeared.
So your vacation ship continues here. You guys claim you love each other. You get married. He gets his green card. And how long after that did he take off?
Oh, less than a year. Oh, after the green card?
Yeah.
Immediate.
That's it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Like the next day?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. So how long was your vacationship, and then how long was your whole relationship?
Vacationship was a week. Relationship was less than a year.
Whoa. And the day after he gets his green card, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. And he was a Grenadier guard, you know, one of the guys that guards Buckingham Palace.
Right. That's why these
much
are great
better
stories.
On vacation.
You can't trust those Buckingham Palace guards. That's what my dad always told me.
They just don't translate when you get off of vacation. Hey, Amanda, good morning. You're on the Burt Show, All the Hits Q100.
Good morning. I love you guys.
Thank you.
I went on a cruise with my family when I was a junior in high school, which was about 5 years ago. And I met this guy named Daniel, and families went on little excursions offshore and everything. And when the cruise ended, he asked for my phone number and everything. And I said, well, you know, I'll just give you my screen name. So I gave him that. And still to this day, I will sign online and he will have sent me a message saying, hey, I might be coming through Atlanta. And this guy lives in California.
5 years ago?
Yeah, it was about 5 years ago. And I've told him that.
Wow.
I have no interest in him, and he still continues to try and pursue it.
Like 5 years, you could be married with a 3-year-old by now.
I know.
Yeah, but to him, you are the one that got away.
Well, she hasn't got away yet.
She's not going anywhere. She's stuck.
She's the one that's wiggling, but just can't quite make her hand small enough to slip out of the handcuff.
Casey, you'll be the last call.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. This is actually not something that happened to me. It happened to my brother-in-law about 3 years ago. He ended up going on a cruise. He went on a cruise through his job, and he ended up hooking up with this girl who looked much older than what she was, and they ended up hooking up, having a great time for 4 days, and at the end of the cruise, she tells him
that he needs to move to Green Bay, Wisconsin. And he says, you know, I live in Florida. I'm not moving to Green Bay, Wisconsin for you. You know, this is a vacation thing. And she says, well, I'm 17. If you don't move to Green Bay, Wisconsin, I'm going to file statutory rape against you.
You're kidding.
No, I'm dead serious. So he ends up telling us, you know, hey, I met this girl. I just love her. You know, this big, long story why he's moving to Green Bay, Wisconsin, and ends up moving there. And that ordeal, he was there for 8 months, and he finally ended up saying, you know what, forget this, you know, do what you got to do, you're 18 now, you know, if you want to put me in jail, fine, go for it, but I'm out of here, because he couldn't take his car, and obviously it's like so cold in Green Bay, Wisconsin. He ended up having to walk to work every day in the snow, and I mean, it was, he ended up living in her mom's basement for a while. I mean, it was like this horrible nightmare for him, so.
And they met where?
On a cruise.
Oh, wow, that's
on vacation.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Thing.
Keep the vacation ships on vacation. We have learned that today.
Absolutely.
Thank you for calling.
All right, thank you.
Massey, Annie up?
Yeah.
Massey's vacation ship.
I went to Alaska on a fishing trip with my father and my brothers, and got there and met, we were like in the woods. I mean, camping in the woods, and we had a fishing guide, and he was so cute. And I didn't hook up. I was with my family. I didn't hook up with him or anything like that. But when I got back to Atlanta, he and I wrote letters. We started writing letters for like 6 months. I mean, the guys in the woods, I would send like care packages.
What do you mean write letters? Like with a pen?
Like with a
stamp.
No,
with my blood.
on a pen, like on a piece of paper?
Yes, like pen to paper,
and what
stamp.
Did you do? So, like,
did you spray perfume on those letters?
Get to the mailbox? No, I did. But it was like a really stamp. Beautiful, romantic love letters written back and forth. And I mean, I never even gotten closer than a handshake to this guy. So he decides he's going to come visit over Thanksgiving.
Oh, good God.
And it seemed like such a good idea because 6 months of letter writing, it was this whole room. My grandmother's like, I met your grandfather and we wrote letters for a year. She's like, you're going to marry this guy.
Well, that's because they didn't have, ever. You didn't have sidekicks back then.
Yeah,
Blackberries.
Exactly. Well, he flew here and he was going to stay for 2 weeks. That's a really long time. 2 weeks. And I was doing mornings and I'd come home from getting up at 3:30 in the morning and he'd be like on my couch, like burning one. He had no money whatsoever. I was like buying every meal. He flew here seriously with nothing. But apparently some pot.
I've heard a lot of relationships built on less than that.
Yeah,
how long did it last?
I'd say the first 3 days.
3 days? And then he got back on a plane and left
for
Alaska?
No, he stayed the whole 2 weeks. And
but you were over it in 3 days.
But yeah, I lived with my brothers and they were like, get this freaking guy out of here. I'm like, I can't. He lives in Alaska. He flew all the way here. And then he tried to come back after that. And I was like, dude, I really think it's over. But
as soon as we're done smoking this dude's stash, you got to get him out of here.
Get it. The Burt Show.
All right, so let's get everybody up to speed up until Friday, Melissa. You were so good at this on Friday. Can you do it again?
All right, let's see. Shake the weekend fog out of my head. Okay, last weekend, not this weekend, last weekend, JJ's brother went out of town on business. So a week ago Saturday, last weekend on Saturday night, JJ went out and happened to run into his sister-in-law in a bar, and she was with a bunch of friends, and they were hanging out, and then her friend slowly kind of went home, and so it ended up just being him and his sister-in-law. So they were drinking, and he says that he didn't think it was any big deal. He just said, well, let's continue it on, and they went back to his place. Well, then one thing led to another, and then they slept together. So this was Saturday night. Well, she kind of freaked out, and then she got up and she left. So the brother was due back in town on Tuesday from this business meeting, and the sister-in-law said that she was going to tell him. So JJ called us up on Tuesday morning because he's like, it's not whether or not to tell him, but how do I tell him? Because she's going to tell him, and should I tell him before she does? Should I be there with her? Should I just wait till after she, you know, that he just was seeking advice on that on Tuesday.
The best case scenario for JJ, he was saying, was he didn't want to tell at all.
Right.
He wanted to just hide this thing and just let it ride out. But the sister-in-law was so freaked out, she's like, I can't live my life that way.
Exactly. So Tuesday, this is when he called, and he said, well, he's due back in town this afternoon. We'll see what happens. Wednesday morning, he gives us a call back. He says, well, what happened was last week, AirTran had a computer glitch in their system, and all flights were delayed up to like 6 and 10 hours. And unfortunately, his brother was on one of those AirTran flights and was delayed in coming home. So as of Wednesday morning, JJ didn't know if he was home or not and had no update for us. So that was Wednesday morning. Then Thursday morning, JJ gave us a call back and said, well, he called him later on Wednesday, or called the sister-in-law just to kind of see if the brother was coming into town and how to handle it. And then his brother answered the phone. So JJ kind of freaked out, hung up the phone. Didn't talk to him, wasn't aware that he was back in town, wasn't sure if he knew, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Then later on that evening, he got a phone call from his mother saying that his sister-in-law had actually been rushed to the hospital, to the emergency room. They weren't sure if she was having a heart attack or not. So JJ was, you know, sat at home, didn't do anything, didn't call the brother, didn't go to the hospital. And then about 1:30 in the morning, the mother calls back and says, well, she's resting, she's fine. So, of course, we assume it was a panic attack that she had, and we weren't sure whether or not she had told the brother, tried to tell the brother. We didn't know. So Friday morning, we were getting an update because, again, as of Friday morning, all we knew is that JJ hadn't said anything to his brother, hadn't said anything to the sister-in-law, and the sister-in-law had been in and out of the hospital because of a panic attack.
I think you did great. That's a lot.
That's every single detail. That's so good.
That's a lot. All right.
I'm
so
out.
When we checked in with JJ on Friday, we were expecting, okay, the conversation went down, finally over. What happened, dude? This is what JJ told us. JJ.
Hello.
You are back.
I am back.
How are you today, sir?
I am doing very well.
Let's take it from yesterday where we talked. It was about the same time. What happens after we get off the phone with you? Do you call sister-in-law? Do you let this play out? What goes on?
I didn't call her right after I got off the phone with you guys. Last night, it turned out at like 1:30 when I had found out that she had gotten, that they said it was a panic attack and all. Well, it turns out that she had been released from the hospital basically at that time. And they had given her some medication to help her rest, and she slept in, and my brother actually stayed home from work in the morning, and I guess he went to work around noon or so, and she called me at I don't know, it was about noon, a little bit after noon, and then I hadn't answered. I'd missed the call, so she actually came over to my place.
Whoa.
And told me that she had decided that she wasn't going to say anything. And I says, what happened? Why, you know? And she said the more she thought about it, that she didn't want to ruin her marriage. She didn't want to ruin my relationship with my brother and anything else. And she said after her panic attack, she realized that she was able to hold on to the information. She didn't feel like she had to tell him anymore. She felt like that was a test and that she passed the test. And she is happy taking this to the secret with her to the grave, is what she told me. And she said she knew she could do it, and she said the only thing she wanted to do was she wanted to get past the initial stage where it would be awkward for us in a setting, to be around each other. So she invited me over to dinner that night. She said she was just going to do, like, pizzas and beers and stuff, and why don't I come over? And so I did. I went over. And, it was awkward a little bit at first, but we worked through it. We talked, we had a great night. We even talked about how we coincidentally bumped into each other and, over the weekend, and he told us about his trip, and, it was fine. It was great. And I am, I went home and I slept. And I'm feeling very good, and I'm confident that, she's very confident, and I think this has been put to bed, and I think we're going to be okay. I think it's going to be smooth sailing.
Not that I have to give it out, but 404-741-1005, I think you're out of your mind, dude. I know there's about half of the Burt Show community right now breathing a sigh of relief because they really think that you should have kept the secret.
Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't live with the knowledge that at any moment this secret can come up at any single time. Be it she being buzzed one day, she realizing in a week or two that she can't keep this secret in a spontaneous moment of vulnerability. Dude, at any time, this can come out. I'm sure that makes you feel great.
Do what now, JJ?
I'm sorry?
No, you started to say something.
Oh, yeah. He said, that's a gamble I'm willing to take.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I think we're going to be okay. And I know I'm not going to say anything. And she really is confident. So I think we're going to be fine. I understand your point. I'm sure there's, you know, the other half of the audience out there thinks we're crazy to hold this in, but I'm going with it, and I'm taking her cue, and she's the one who's done a complete 180 on this, and I'm for it. I'm just for holding the secret in.
At any point of the night, was there a time where just you and she were alone together? Like maybe he went to the bathroom, went into the kitchen to grab a beer, whatever, and it was just the two of you alone?
Yeah. Yes, there was. There was numerous times. You know, he exactly like you said, would make trips into the kitchen or to the bathroom and things like that. And there was, we had discussed that too. That especially last night, we didn't want any suspicion. We didn't want each time he left the room for us to be, you know, conspiratorial or anything like that. So, you know, it was. It was the elephant in the room, but we were not going to discuss it. That was not the time. We didn't want to have to stop our conversation mid-sentence because he walked in. We didn't have to want to worry about hushing our voices or anything like that, because the last thing we wanted to do was to come off as conspiratorial. So we just, when he left the room, we talked about whatever we were talking about, or, you know, we just kept quiet, and the TV was on in the corner, focused on that, but we did not discuss anything at all.
Alright, hold on one sec, JJ. Cindy, you're on all the hits, Q100.
I've been married for 14 years. If I did that with my brother-in-law, no way would I tell my husband. It is something that the reason, they don't have to tell. One of the things is when you do something like that, your payment is the guilt that you feel.
So you say the secret to a long-term healthy relationship are small, well, in this case, a big, just lie.
It's not just lie. It was a mistake. You don't have to admit your mistake. You don't have to. It doesn't make them a bad person. Yeah, they've learned from it. They're very remorseful. It's not like they're, oh, well, we're just going to keep this hush, hush. They've really, really thought it through. They've talked about not being conspiratorial. They made a mistake, and all that mistake is going to do, what good is it going to do to further marriage?
I can understand it. They're not the rules that I can live by, but I get it. Like, if Stacy cheated on me, I don't 100% think that I, because the relationship is over.
Right.
You know, from where I come from, and I've seen, you know how I feel about that whole thing. It's over. But then I got to look at Hayden, and now I got to look at a house that doesn't have my son in it. And I can't live with that. Mm-hmm. I could not live with that. So the reality of it is maybe I wouldn't want to know.
Well, children,
I don't know.
I get that. Children involved is a different scenario. I get the decisions people make when children are involved. But when there's no children involved and you slept with, and I am sitting there the fool of everybody because I have no idea that when I was out of town working and that the person that I thought I was in love with is at home sleeping with my sibling. I want to know that.
Complicated. Hey, JJ.
Yeah.
Are there kids involved in this whole situation?
No.
None. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I don't really know where to go here except maybe to check back in with you in a couple of weeks.
All right, man. I'll talk to you guys in a couple of weeks.
All right. Thank you, JJ.
All right, JJ. See you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
You're on The Burt Show.